Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Krisos Daf Yud, Krisos 10. Today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis, discusses the five people who bring a carbon olah, a variable offering that depends upon whether or not a person is poor or rich. So says our Mishnah on 10b, Elu Mevi'in Karbon olah. These are the ones who bring a carbon olah, this whether you go up or down, a variable offering. Al Shmias Kol, one who sins when he takes an oath that his friend makes him take an oath that he does not know testimony, and he swears that he does not know, and in truth he does know. So then that person has to bring a carbon olah. Val Bitois Vasayim, this is somebody who says an oath that was false. Such a person has to bring a carbon olah. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, one who enters into the temple in a state of ritual impurity. Vayoledes, the fourth category is a woman who has given birth. She has to bring this korban either at the end of 40 days or at the end of 80 days, depending if it's a male or female. And the last category is the mitzora, the leper. So in this context, the Gemara discusses this, and the Gemara says that actually there's three categories. There's the rich, the ashir, the dal, the poor, and the dal edal is the very poor. And the Gemara wants to figure out, the Gemara cites a braisa, and this braisa states that there are some who bring yesh mevi echad tachas echad, there are some types of poor who bring one offering instead of one offering. There are some who bring yesh mevi shnayim tachas shnayim, some bring two in place of two. Yesh mevi shnayim tachas echad, there are certain circumstances where you would bring two offerings instead of one. And yesh mevi echad tachas shnayim, and sometimes you bring one in place of two, going through the different variables of the types of offerings that are brought. Mikana talamein, and the Gemara derives from here we learn la sirasa efa bepruta, that the 1/10 of an efa offering can be even worth a pruta. So generally speaking, that's worth much more than a pruta, 1/10 of an efa of fine flour. But it's possible that if they could bring it as a pruta, and that would be a valid offering. So Rabbi explains this. He says, kua milsa miyoledes yalef. So he said, how does the author of the braisa know this? He says, the whole thing is learned from the case of a yoledes, the woman who gives birth. And this is what we're teaching. Midechas rachmana away the dawas, when we have a chad mitrazin a train ba'ashiris. And Rabbi says, from the fact that the Torah had mercy upon the woman who was just regularly poor to the degree that she has to give 1/32nd the value in her offering of the rich person's offering, umayhi, and who is that person? That's the yoledes. So too, hachi chas rachmana alei the dali dalalus lahavi chad min tchasin utrein bedalus. So too, the Torah has the same ratio, has mercy upon the person who's very poor, the dali dalus, that they give 1/32nd of the dal, 1/32nd of the poor person. So each one, it goes down by 1/32. This is 1/32 to the value. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, it shouldn't be worth a pruta, what the braisa discussed, but it could be even worth less than a pruta. Ihachi riva de pruta havi, it should be actually even worth one smaller than amount. It should be a pruta minus a quarter pruta, so it should be only 3/4 of a pruta, because the dalus offering is going to be 24 prutas, and 1/32 of that is going to be 3/4 of a pruta. So really, the braisa should have said that the minimum value is not a pruta, but really 3/4 of a pruta. So Gemara says, you're right, that could have technically been the amount. Tachinami, but it's improper to give less than a pruta as an offering to Hashem. So the minimum offering has to be a pruta. And generally speaking, we say that when it comes to a pruta, that something that's less than a pruta is not considered to have any value at all. So that's why the Gemara is saying that when you bring an offering, you have to do at a minimum at least a pruta. And the Rambam writes in Halachas Toim and Nitan, chapter 3, Halacha 6, and anything that's less than a pruta is not going to be considered money at all, and the court does not enter into a discussion of it. And the Shu'at Torah Lashma discusses what's the reason for this. Do we say that less than a pruta is not even money at all? And so therefore, if a person gives charity to a poor person but it's less than a pruta, he's really not even fulfilled the mitzvah. Or do we say that that actually it's going to be considered a mitzvah, because since the poor person can anyway derive some benefit, and he can combine this lesson and pruta with other money that he's received, and therefore to achieve some benefit, so therefore a person has achieved the mitzvah of staka even with less than a pruta. And so do we say perhaps now, with respect to the poor person, since you're giving less than a pruta, but he benefits from it, then maybe you fulfilled the mitzvah under these circumstances. So the Shu't Beis Yitzchak discusses this, and he says, no, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah if it's less than a pruta, because since when you gave them money, you haven't merited anybody with it, really. They just have to combine it, and so therefore you're not fulfilling the obligation. A person really should be careful about this. If they're giving something, and then it's being divided up amongst many poor people, maybe we haven't even given a pruta to one specific person, so we need to be careful about that. However, the Tzafnos Panel says, no, we see that actually he says differently, that with respect to tzedakah, he says that we've seen many times throughout Chas that if you've given something, you've not actually given, if you've given less than a pruta, you've not given anything. And so he also says you have not fulfilled your obligation. However, the Shu't Maril Diskin does write that certainly you fulfill your obligation even if you give less than a pruta. And he says, the part of the proof is this, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Yoradeya, Simon Reish Mem Tes, Tov Vitein Pruta La'ani before each prayers. It's good to give a pruta to an ani before each time we pray. So that means it's good. But even if you give less, you would fulfill your obligation. And so therefore there's a ability to fulfill it according to the Maril Diskin even less than a pruta.